But if you close your eyes.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to This Week Again. I'm your host, Suzanne Posel. We're going to start off this show with the explosive first 48 hours of 2025. Move on to more leopards eating MAGA's face and follow all of that up with the best reason not to educate your children in Oklahoma. Let's begin, shall we? Well, we made it another turn around the sun. And while last year wasn't always everything that we wanted it to be, at least there were some lulls. So here's to more chuckles in the new year. Am I right, Patrick?
2024.
Hey, Patrick.
What?
I thought of something funnier than 2024.
Well, let me hear it.
2025.
That's the spirit. Nothing's going to be funnier than 2025. And what is the funniest way to ring in the new year?
And sources say at least 14 people and the suspect in New Orleans are dead, plus dozens more hurt after police say a driver intentionally plowed into a crowd in New Orleans on Bourbon Street during New Year's celebrations.
The FBI investigates what they are calling a terror attack on New Year's Day. Federal officials identifying the suspect as 42-year-old Shamsuddin Jabbar, a U.S.-born citizen from Texas and an Army veteran.
42-year-old Shamsuddin Jabbar casually drove past a police car, around a temporary safety barrier, and careered down the footpath into the crowd. When his truck came to a stop, Jabbar shot at police before he was killed by return fire, his body found clad in armor, an ISIS flag with his car.
The FBI also reported to me that mere hours before the attack, he posted videos on social media indicating that he was inspired by ISIS, expressing a desire to kill.
Oh, no, no. Oh, God. That is definitely not the funniest way to ring in the new year. It's giving a huge red flag for any 42-year-old man born and raised in Beaumont, Texas, with a degree in computer information systems from Georgia State University, who served in the U.S. Army in human resources and IT, but also got married not once, not twice, but three times, and still ended up divorced and unable to get within 500 feet of his third ex-wife by court order. Oh, and don't forget about being $16,000 in debt and unable to pay for frickin' child support. So naturally, what would a guy like this think to himself? Of course, why not just kill the kids and the wife? Oh, but that's a crazy idea. And who would even think of something like that? Instead, this man decided to rent a white pickup truck, drive to New Orleans and into a crowd right in front of the cops, killing 14 and injuring dozens more so ISIS would love him, because that makes all the sense. Meanwhile, the newly elected Crimes the Clown saw what happened in New Orleans and thought to himself, how can I make this impotent rage-filled act of terrorism even worse?
Donald Trump's first public reaction to the deadly attack in New Orleans wrote on his social media site, quote, "When I said that the criminals coming in are far worse than the criminals we have in our country, that statement was constantly refuted by Democrats and the fake news media. But it turned out to be true. The crime rate in our country is at a level that no one has ever seen before," end quote.
President-elect Donald Trump falsely suggested the suspect was an undocumented immigrant or someone who had crossed over the border in some way. He was not. In fact, officials later identified the suspect as an American Army veteran, born and raised in the U.S. of A. And even after we found out that this was an American, today Republicans continued.
The congressional Republicans, we here in the House and the Senate, have repeatedly asked the DHS under the Biden administration about the correlation, the obvious concern about terrorism and the wide open border. The idea that dangerous people were coming here in droves and setting up potentially terrorist cells around the country.
I can't emphasize enough. Close the border. Well, the entire world knows that we have an open border. They intend to hit us, and they are pushing people into our interior to do just that.
And in what everyone had on their bingo card, The Big Lebowski and his echo chamber immediately jumped on an opportunity to say the racist part out loud because the truth is way more disturbing. Seeing the terrorist was brown and had a distinctly Middle Eastern name, Chino Benito used whatever brain cells he has left to tie a disgruntled 42-year-old divorcee to his ISIS is coming over the southern border when they come narrative. Because the reality is, this broke and pissed off U.S. citizen and veteran thought killing in the name of ISIS was better than anything he had done in his miserable life so far. And not for nothing, but that's one fucked up way to celebrate New Year's Eve. Hopefully the first day of 2025 will be brighter and spark endless possibilities.
We can tell you one person is dead and several others are injured after a Tesla Cybertruck burst into flames this morning outside the Trump International Hotel.
Law enforcement officials believe Matthew Livelsberger, a decorated active duty Army Special Forces sergeant, rented the truck and was in it when the explosion occurred.
Individual had sustained a gunshot wound to the head prior to the detonation of the vehicle.
There are two semi-automatic handguns that they found that they said were legally purchased just very shortly before this explosion happened on New Year's Day. They found the person's military ID, a passport, fireworks, an iPhone, smartwatch, credit cards.
The level of sophistication is not what we would expect from an individual with this type of military experience.
We've found that the subject held no animosity towards the president-elect. That he likely suffered from PTSD.
In the note application, he seemed to have two letters. One letter in particular, he says, fellow service members, veterans, and all Americans, time to wake up. We are being led by weak and feckless leadership who only serve to enrich themselves. This was not a terrorist attack, it was a wake-up call. Americans only pay attention to spectacles and violence. What better way to get my point across than a stunt with fireworks and explosives?
Well, the guy does have a point. Americans do love a kick-ass fireworks display, and Special Forces truck Matt did not disappoint. Now, just for exposition purposes, when the people at the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas first saw the Cybertruck pull up to the front doors, I'm sure they were thinking,
you'll be having a great day, the sun is shining, the birds is chirping, you in a chipper-ass mood, and here come a Cybertruck. Just piss you off.
Fuck yeah, they do. Anytime I see one of those incel Caminos or their inbred cousin, the four-door sedan affectionately known as a Teslicle, I lose all hope in humanity. And don't think it was lost on anyone that an active duty soldier chose to blow up a Starship pooper in front of a Trump hotel as part of his splody message to wake everyone up. In fact, this isn't the first time someone has set themselves on fire outside of a Donnie Dunscap venue. Remember this hot-to-go guy from last April?
Trial of former President Donald Trump, the very disturbing incident after someone apparently set themselves on fire.
50 yards from the entrance to this courthouse where Donald Trump is currently inside, the man set himself on fire here in an area that is what they call the First Amendment area where protesters are able to assemble.
A group of people who were standing near an area that once had a Trump flag that was waving in the wind in the courtyard area. Onlookers saw some sort of pamphlets go up in the air, began to scream. I saw a man lift his arm and appeared to put something on his body, followed by flames that engulfed his entire person. An immediate smell came around from not only some form of a chemical accelerant, but also from the scent of burning flesh.
And I want to personally thank you for the TMI. I'm sure my brain will be mulling over what charred flesh actually smells like in the wee hours of the morning when I can't sleep, thanks to barbecue-themed nightmares. And another thing, flame on Matthew Azzarello, the man who cosplayed as Johnny Blaze outside a New York courtroom where Crimes the Clown would later be convicted of all 34 felony charges, had a manifesto in the considerately condensed form of a pamphlet. And like Special Forces Truck Matt, who blew up a Space Karen ship outside a Trump hotel, New York Matt became the Human Torch because he too believed the U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme and all Americans are just bearers of economic suffering. Although the Matt, who cosplayed as a campfire inside a Muskmobile, thought the solution to the 1% taking all the wealth in America was to rally behind the Fanta fascist and his new roommate, Ilania Muscatina, a hill he was literally willing to die on. The question on everyone's mind is, why couldn't they just go home instead of going big? Maybe it has something to do with the name Matthew or Fort Bragg, where the wedge wagon bomber and the midlife crisis for ISIS both served some time in the U.S. Armed Services. Not that they were there at the same time, just that maybe someone should look into whatever's going on at Fort Bragg and their penchant for turning out domestic terrorists. And there you have it, folks. The first 48 hours of 2025.
And now for something completely different.
Until recently, MAGA Maroons and their dear leader were secure in their mutually racist belief that immigration is bad and immigrants should leave the country completely. But that was the before phony Stark times. Ever since the projection activist from South Africa paid $250 million to get Eric's dad back in the White House, things have changed, especially when it comes to what corporate slave owners like Muskie affectionately refer to as H-1B and H-2B visas. And the Megalodons aren't happy about the leopards eating their face.
And the new infighting within the Republican Party over topics like H-1B visas and immigration.
And this conversation online has, among conservatives, has gotten really heated in the last few days. At one point, Elon Musk was swearing at some of Trump's other supporters. Some of them were lobbing racist insults against immigrants like Musk.
Matt Gaetz, for example, tweeted, "We welcome the tech bros when they came running our way to avoid the third grade teacher picking their kid's gender and the obvious Biden-Harris economic decline. We did not ask them to engineer an immigration policy." Ann Coulter chimed in, "American workers can leave a company. Imported H-1B workers can't. Tech wants indentured servants, not high-skilled workers."
A lot of those H-1B visas are for coding, and they're sort of the grunt work of the tech industry. And there's a lot of Americans who would like those jobs, and we should be working on training them instead of replacing them with foreign workers who presumably will do it for cheaper.
And there you have it. Cheap labor, or as it's historically known as indentured servitude, is what Apartheid Clyde, penis-shaped Bezos, and the plethora of incel-adjacent tech bros use to keep their billions flowing. These employment colonizers gather up college-educated in another country professionals who are willing to work for less than a living wage for the chance to live in the United States. The only catch is their American residency is directly tied to their employment through H-1B and H-2B visa programs. In smaller words, if they lose their job, they get deported. And just in case you're curious, that's how Cybertruck-shaped Musk was able to keep the disaster formerly known as Twitter going after the mass exodus of tech employees once he took over the platform. Because the only employees who stayed were the ones who were on H-1B visas. That's why hair transplant Elon has been defending the program and insulting the maggots who want all immigration to stop for being dumber than a fifth grader.
Son of a bitch!
Silly maggots. And you thought a stupidly rich dude cosplaying as a supervillain and his broke-ass billionaire side piece had your best interests at heart. You heard me. And if you didn't, here's Save-A-Lot Stalin talking about how much he loves employing foreigners for cheap labor rather than hiring Americans.
President-elect Donald Trump is clarifying his position specifically on H-1B visas. Trump is appearing to side with billionaire Elon Musk and other tech industry allies who say the visas are critical to recruit top talent around the world and compete with adversaries like China. In an interview with the New York Post on Saturday, Trump said that he has, quote, always liked the visas and that he has used the program to hire for his businesses many times.
Aw, kind of makes me feel bad for those maggots. At least for a second, but then I remember karma is a hell of a girl and I'm not feeling so bad anymore. because Schindler has been employing tens of thousands of H-1B visa recipients for decades. In 2028, he had over 2,100 working for him, with many moving on up from the golf course to a Happy Meal-sized office in Trump Tower, and still some working for him today. In fact, the last time Donny Khan hired an H-1B visa worker was in 2022 for a tech job for his media company. Go figure. All in the name of Americans costing too much and aren't smart enough to do the job of highly skilled indentured servants. Because where are you going to deport Jim Bob from Kentucky when he gets fired for not knowing what goes in a USB port? And while we're on the subject of the poorly educated, Oklahoma has announced that just because you went through 12 years of public school does not mean you get the right to a diploma. Roll tape.
Oklahoma's transforming its classrooms into career launch pads. Governor Stitt made this announcement online.
I'm always talking about classrooms to careers.
He has some ideas to make this happen. Stitt also wants students to have to be accepted into a college. If not college, he says kids should be accepted into a career tech. Otherwise, Stitt says a student would have to be going into the Army.
This proposal isn't about helping students. It's about controlling them. It's about telling young people that their hard work does not matter unless they conform to a narrow, state-approved vision of success. And its most likely outcome is forcefully funneling any non-wealthy student who doesn't fit the mold straight into military enlistment against their will. Using diplomas as a weapon to push an ideological agenda and vision of what success must look like.
And whether or not you live in Oklahoma with your kids or don't have any, everyone should be paying close attention to what kind of fascist interpretation of an education system is going on out there. The Oklahoma State Legislature and their Kevin of a governor have decided that after 12 years of school, America's Oklahomian youth should be immediately preparing to be a productive member of the workforce or live out their Call of Duty dreams in the U.S. Armed Forces. Not only is this giving communist China, where military service is non-negotiable, but it also ensures a steady stream of children of the financially challenged to be turned into government issue. Because what other purpose does a child in Oklahoma serve and perhaps give their lives than in places the rich and powerful would never in a million years send their kids to? And if we're being honest, Oklahoma's education has been sweeping down the drain for a while now. For example, Oklahoma State super idiot of schools, Mr. Ryan Walters, has made some changes to the state school curriculum that gives no fucks about actual education. Because everybody knows classrooms are for Bible studies, duh. And to explain himself, here's the Republican Jesus freak himself. Ryan, take it away.
My staff has been looking at Oklahoma statute, and it's crystal clear to us that in the Oklahoma Academic Standards, the Bible is a necessary historical document to teach our kids about the history of this country, to have a complete understanding of Western civilization, to have an understanding of the basis of our legal system, one of the most foundational documents used for the Constitution and the birth of our country. Every teacher, every classroom in the state will have a Bible in the classroom and will be teaching from the Bible in the classroom.
So now they need 55,000 copies, but each Bible reportedly has to meet some oddly specific criteria. These Bibles must be the King James Version, contain the U.S. Pledge of Allegiance, Declaration of Independence, U.S. Constitution and Bill of Rights, and be bound in leather or leather-like material. Not many meet those standards, but what do you know, Donald Trump's $60 God Bless the USA Bible checks all the boxes.
Because of course it has to be a Trump Bible. How else is he going to unload thousands of books made in China when his base is hilariously known for not being able to properly use the word there in a sentence or an apostrophe correctly? And by the way, the supreme ignoramus running Oklahoma schools was recently up for the Secretary of the Department of Education job before it was given to the queen of fake wrestling, Linda McMahon. which probably stemmed from the whole deal failing apart and not getting those Bibles sold. So then there was pushback in Oklahoma at the idea of using taxpayer money to line the tiny-handed grifters' pockets. And when that blew up, the Bible thumper Ryan is apparently staying in Oklahoma, and every school-age child within that state's borders is now worse for it. Especially when getting a biblical education doesn't qualify any of those children for entry into a four-year school, a technical degree. This basically means Oklahoma is about to become a military recruitment mecca, while tech bros continue to use H-1B visas for highly skilled workers, something future Oklahomans will not be. And that's all I have to say about that. New episodes of This Week Again air every Sunday. You can follow me, Suzanne Posel, or the show, This Week Again, on social media, platforms like Blue Sky and Threads, Insta, and Facebook. We are always available for your listening pleasure on places like Spotify, iHeartRadio, Audible, Amazon, basically wherever you listen to podcasts. Thank you so much for listening to this show. Tadur for now.